took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast, hot breakfast, hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspectives to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this broadcast is within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is the finale of Are You a Game Changer? Are you a game changer? We've been getting into this thing this week. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 27 through 29. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or you can tune in live online from our feelthefire.com website. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. But if for any reason you missed the broadcast live, you can also hear it after 8 a.m. Eastern on our website at feelthefire.com on the morning motivation page. Right now, let's get ready to go into this hot breakfast. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. And I'm actually going to start on verse 25 and go to 29. And in the fourth watch of the night, I'm reading from the KJV, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. What is our topic for this morning? The finale of Are You a Game Changer? Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. Now, in part one of Are You a Game Changer, we focus from the perspective of pain is the sound of fear leaving your body. And that was how the journey of evolving into a game changer develops you so much that the pain, the trials, the tribulations, the ridicule, and everything else you go through as you're beginning to come into your own strengthens you to where all of that is nothing but equipping you, equipping your body, building the fortitude, developing the foundation for you to become a game changer. And in part one, we parallel that with the account of David and Goliath and how David changed the game of war when he used a slingshot to defeat Goliath. Then on yesterday in part two of Are You a Game Changer, we focused on eagles soar, birds fly from this same scripture with the perspective of how you have to step out because the people that you are hanging with, those birds of a feather with whom you've been flocking together, although they have the same opportunity as you, they won't step out and they will hold you back, such as all of the disciples in the boat having the same opportunity as Peter to experience the blessing and privilege of walking on water, but no one else stepped out. So eagles will soar and exist on a higher plane as a game changer because they are willing to stray away from the crowd, not be a click follower and a crowd pleaser. Now today we come to the finale of Are You a Game Changer? Reading from that same scripture in Matthew. And on today's perspective, we are going to focus on the fact that confidence ain't bragging. There's nothing wrong with being sure of yourself. And I'd really subtext that even more as, here comes Peter. So we were reading a scripture today on how Peter got out of the boat and he walked on water. But I'm going back to those other disciples, how they stayed in the boat and never stepped out. Well, on yesterday, I was speaking with my first cousin, who's like a big brother to me, who's also a deacon, and we were discussing yesterday's broadcast. And as we talked about it, we talked about how those other disciples must have felt and how they must have been upset with Peter because he rocked the boat by stepping out of the boat. And my cousin said, well, you know, they must have been saying, here goes Peter, here comes Peter. And we laughed so hard about that because, in other words, they were saying, here goes the goody two-shoes. Here goes or here comes Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. You know, why does he always have to be the one that does something different? Why does he always have to be the one who steps out? Why can't he just sit there and not rock the boat and just get along by going along? You see, that's how it is today with some of our friends and family. We are those people, the game changers, who excel, who trailblaze, who pioneer, and instead of the other people taking the same privileges or opportunities, what happens is they become jealous of you, envious of you, and instead of looking inward and dealing with their own feelings of inadequacy, insecurity, low self-esteem, or low self-worth, they turn the issue onto being you. Why she always got to be the one that's doing good? Why he always got to be the one that's MVP in sports? Why he always got to dress nice? He always showing off. Here he's stepping in church with that nice suit. He's nothing but a show off. Here she got on these nice shoes today. You don't have to let everybody know what you got. That's not my issue. That's your issue. That's your issue. Because you don't want to be a game changer. So instead of you dealing with your own flaws, you're one of those people, here comes Peter. Why can't he just sit down on the boat? And my cousin and I even took it a little further to where we said, you know what? I bet they didn't even wait for Peter to stand up. When they saw Jesus walking on the water, they probably looked over there at Peter and rolled their eyes. What is he going to do this time? Because they knew they were in the presence of greatness. They knew they were in the presence of a game changer. They knew they were within the presence of someone who wanted more. So they just automatically would get upset because the game changer can't sit there and accept the status quo. The game changer always has to step out, always has to lead. You know, I tell people I can lead as well as follow. But I guarantee you, if you put me in a circle or in a place of people where no one leads, I will emerge as the leader because I refuse to follow a leaderless group. I refuse to follow a leaderless church. I refuse to be in a circle of friends where everyone always has to bow down just to to be in the circle. No one can make a decision. No one can lead. No one can plan. No one can strategize. No one can purpose. No one can set goals. No one can tell me where we're going. Hey, what you guys going to do tonight? Well, I don't know what you want to do tonight. Well, you know what? I usually make the plans. I thought I'd leave it up to you today. What would you like to do? Well, girl, whatever you want to do. Okay, I'm about to tell you what we're going to do. I mean, I can't tolerate it. I can't go back and forth like that. Because game changers don't have time for tomfoolery. Now, at some point, somebody has to make a decision. And that doesn't mean that game changers can't follow. You know, I love it when I'm in the relationship, and I will just tell you, and the man can make the decisions of where we can go, what we're going to do. I love it because in my professional life as an attorney, I make decisions all day, every day. I'm the leader. I'm the game changer. I'm the strategizer. So I love it in my personal life, even though most people don't know that about me, of course, but the person in the relationship knows that definitely. I love it when I don't have to make all of the decisions. That's great. But if you ask me, you know, and then I say, well, whatever you want to do, I'm just leaving it up to you. Surprise me and do whatever you want. If we have to go back and forth maybe about 6 times on that, oh, yes, at some point I'm going to go on and pull out a decision because this is the essence of game changing. But what you have to do, because God has purposed the best for you, is you have to not allow the insecurities of other people to cause you to come in and dull your own shine. Because confidence ain't bragging. It's just self-assurance. But some people will try to make you feel that being confident is prideful. That knowing that you can accomplish something is somehow blasphemy. That looking good is somehow immodesty. That being able to stand up, speak well, and lead is somehow a sign of an uncontrite spirit. But that is a lie because your confidence is not in you, it's in God. That you are operating within your calling. When Gideon went out to war, when David went out to Goliath, this was not pride, it was self-assurance, it was confidence. Why? Because they knew that the strength of their game changing rested within the anointing already placed on them by God. When I fight for my client and I tell them, it's all right, I got this. It's my purpose to fight for your justice. When you go on my law office website, it says that comprehensively defending you. Your life, liberties, livelihood, and legacy, it's my purpose to fight for your justice. That's why it's not just a cliche. It's because truly, that's my purpose. I love that fight. And I fight hard. I go strong, but with a godly confidence. Confidence ain't bragging. It's the self-assurance of knowing who you are in God. And you can't let folks roll in their eyes and saying, there goes Peter. Here comes Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Here comes Miss Goody Two Shoes. Oh, what blessing she got today. What blessing he got today. He's always boasting. He's always bragging. Come in and deter you from changing the game. Let's get ready to go into prayer. We're almost out of time. I'm feeling this thing. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We exalt you. Father, we magnify your holy name. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Father, this morning, we thank you because, Father, you have created game changers, those who will come in and will operate within the spirit of John the Baptist, within the spirit of the great prophets of old, those who are not afraid of what people say, who are not afraid of what people think, who are not afraid of how people judge us, those who are not afraid of their faces, those who are not worrying about being politically correct. but we are soul winners. We are exhorters. We are those who change lives. We are those who impact people for the better. We are those who understand that your word is profitable for every situation, and we apply it accordingly, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others around us. We are kingdom builders, legacy establishers, because we are game changers. Help us, Lord, not to take down. Help us not to dull our shine, because we are trying to worry about the inadequacies, the fears, the insecurities of those around us, to the point where we are stifled from accomplishing our destiny, from walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, from accomplishing our purpose and fulfilling our place in the earth, because we become men pleasers instead of God pleasers. But rather, Lord, help us to be consistent, perpetual, sustainable, godly game changers for the kingdom. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone who's listening to this broadcast right now. Those who will listen later, bless, 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 bless the work of their hands, the fruit of their labor. In Jesus' name we count it done. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, I am a game changer. Wherever you are listening this morning, say, I am a game changer. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. And then I'll give you our task for today. If you're listening to this broadcast and you are not saved, or you're in a backslidden state, or if you have not been operating within your purpose to the point where you know you were supposed to already have changed the game, but you've been procrastinating or you've been fearful, I want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent of my sins and ask you to be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. And now, Lord, I confess that I am a game changer for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord for the new souls or those who have been recommitted to Christ. I encourage you to get into a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you're going to Sunday school if your church has it, Bible study, church, and you are building up yourself in the word of the Lord. Now, I want to remind everyone to share this broadcast. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on our feel, thefire.com, E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Now, our topic for this morning is the finale of Are You a Game Changer? Confidence ain't bragging. It's just assurance that you're operating in God's purpose. Your task for today is to walk around confidently in what you're doing for the Lord. Don't you let somebody dull your shine because they say, here comes Peter. Here comes Goody Two Shoes. I don't care if they roll their eyes. You still be who God ordained you to be. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. Remember, come with your team, brag. Here comes the people.